Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation says that bird flu is not new news, but what is new is that it is being found in dairy cattle.
We've had bird flu in the U.S. for a number of years. The fact that it's in dairy cattle or a different species, that's what makes this an unusual situation. I think the good news is that everything we've seen so far indicates that even though wild birds have introduced this to a handful of herds, it's only about a dozen at this point, it doesn't seem to bother or infect most of the animals in those herds. Most of the animals come back after being ill. They return to feed consumption and milk production.
He adds that National Milk is reminding and encouraging dairy operations that biosecurity is paramount after finding bird flu in several U.S. states.
We're going to have to step up our efforts to be biosecure and in particular look at bird control because it's not a mystery as to how this got introduced.
Galen says that USDA cites the fact that the milk pasteurization process kills bugs like this and other bugs. Thus, it is safe for humans to drink the milk from the cattle that may have been infected with the bird flu. National Milk has a webpage dedicated to highly pathogenic avian influenza resources, including updated development and biosecurity tips.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.